Nolte, More Lies of Omission Found in Dirty Cop Robert Mueller's Report. By John Nolte on June 8, 2019. More flagrant lies of omission have been discovered in the Robert Mueller report, which debunked the media's Russia collusion hoax and cleared Trump of obstruction, reports The Hill. In a key finding of the Mueller report, Ukrainian businessman Konstantin Kilimnik, who worked for Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort, is tied to Russian intelligence, writes John Solomon. Solomon adds, but hundreds of pages of government documents, which special counsel Robert Mueller possessed since 2018, describe Kilimnik as a sensitive intelligence source for the U.S. State Department who informed on Ukrainian and Russian matters. Why Mueller's team omitted that part of the Kilimnik narrative from its report and related court filings is not known. But the revelation of it comes as the accuracy of Mueller's Russia conclusions face increased scrutiny. The incomplete portrayal of Kilimnik is so important to Mueller's overall narrative that it is raised in the opening of his report. The FBI assesses Kilimnik to have ties to Russian intelligence, Mueller's team wrote on page 6, putting a sinister light on every contact Kilimnik had with Manafort, the former Trump campaign chairman. So during the Obama administration, let me repeat that for the CNN impaired. The Obama administration. This same Konstantin Kilimnik worked with the Obama State Department and delivered written reports to U.S. officials via emails that stretched on for thousands of words. What's more, according to Solomon, whose work debunking the Russia collusion hoax has so far been as vital as it has been beyond reproach, the FBI knew all of this, well before the Mueller investigation concluded. And yet, dirty cop Robert Mueller and his team of partisan Democrats chose, to omit this vital exculpatory context about the Manafort-slash-Kilimnik relationship in their final report, which debunked the media's Russia collusion hoax and cleared Trump of obstruction. The reason for this is obvious. These dirty cops are not interested in fully informing the public. This is a team of left-wing opposition researchers out to damage a president they despise, out to make him and those around him look as bad as possible, all in the hope it will lead to impeachment. And the reason impeachment is the goal is because these dirty cops all know their so-called case against Trump would never in a million years survive in a court of law. Sadly, this is not the first time this dirty cop sought to deliberately mislead the American people through his report, which debunked the media's Russia collusion hoax and cleared Trump of obstruction. So what he now has with this latest revelation is still more proof that even though the Mueller report debunked the media's Russia collusion hoax and cleared Trump of obstruction, it is still a dishonest document constructed by a dirty cop willing to fabricate evidence, by omission, as a means to frame a duly elected president he would like to see impeached. On top of all this, let's not forget Mueller's disastrous press conference last week, where Mr. Straight Arrow arrogantly refused to take questions, arrogantly refused to testify before the people's representatives in Congress, and was so zealous in attacking Trump. He screwed up big time and had to repair the damage with that humiliating climb-down letter. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.